This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today and for starting another week off listening to our show. We appreciate it very much. Be sure and check out our website, and I don't mention this as much as I should, but it's haystackhelpradio.com. There you can get all of our podcasts as well as our referral list. And one of our members joins us today in studio, no stranger to the show. Usually we have him on Fridays, but hey, wanted to start off the week with him today, and that's Mr. Scott Hanke of Onsite Consulting. Good to see you, sir.
Good to see you, too. Thank you.
How was your weekend?
Oh, it was a weekend. Did I have a weekend? Is today Friday yet? Oh, no, it's Monday morning.
Don't you hate weekends like that? Or
yes.
It's just like you don't even feel like
that's exactly
it was
how
there.
I feel. So,
Sure. So what's the last few weeks of business been like? What kind of customers are walking through the door, and what are they needing?
Well, you know, we do consulting. On-site consulting is computer consulting. We help small businesses, medium-sized businesses, and homeowners. We have about 11,000 customers, and about 7,000 are homeowners. They just need help navigating their way through a computer. What in the world is two-factor authentication? How come my Wi-Fi keeps dropping out? Why is my batteries and my mouse keep running out? Yeah,
sure.
Need to put new batteries in. But, you know, we deal with everything from the beginner up to small businesses.
Right. So, you know, in certain areas, some people live in, I mean, you really think, hey, I'm right in the middle of the city. How come my Wi-Fi signal is so bad in my house? Mm. Are there things we can do without going through a Comcast or going through some of these places? Is there any kind of little extra thing we can buy just to add on to strengthen our signal?
So when you pay Comcast or CenturyLink or whoever your provider is, their job is to get the internet to one point in your house, this little box called a modem or a router. Sometimes they use the words interchangeably, but that's where their job ends. You've got to get it to the rest of your house. So, you know, an easy thing to do is to reposition that. Sometimes if you put it more central in the house, like some people have them in the basement and they say, I can't get the signal on the second floor. We'll move it up to the middle floor and you'd get better signal, right? So first thing is free. Just try to move your modem to a better place. Don't put it next to a filing cabinet. You got to think of it that these are radio waves. They don't go around your filing cabinet. They're trying to go through your filing cabinet to get to the other half of the house. So if your modem's sitting there on the left side of the filing cabinet, you don't get reception on the right side, put it on top of the filing cabinet. You know, they're physical things. Just think this through of where the radio waves are going. But you could buy some things. They're called mesh systems. Apple has one. We usually use one from Google called Google Wi-Fi. They're little pods. They're $99 a piece. They could help you extend the signal. Comcast does have a thing called pods, X-Fi pods, I think is what they're called. That's good if you have Comcast because they'll help you install it and get it configured for free over the phone. I think they charge you if they come out to your house. But it's pretty simple. You plug in these things around your house and you'll get a better signal. It duplicates that signal and spreads it throughout the house.
Is it because maybe a lot of people are working at home now through all we've been through these last few years, and so that can hurt your neighborhood internet?
Yeah, it doesn't hurt the Wi-Fi signal in your house, okay? But the really interesting thing, the big thing between DSL, which is CenturyLink, or Comcast, which is cable, CenturyLink gives you the same speed all the time. So in the mornings, you're going to have, you know, 300 megabits per second. You know, just say it's that. And you're going to have that pretty much all day long. Comcast varies on how many people are on the internet in your neighborhood at the same time. And we've seen some tests like this. Right at about 3 o'clock, everything would slow down. And it slows down till about 10 o'clock because all the kids got out of school. They're playing video games, watching Netflix, and things like that. It slows you down.
Sure.
But that was before COVID. Now everybody is watching TV all day long, okay, and working from home and things like that. So it's a little different. But Comcast actually shares the speed between the people in the neighborhood, and it'll fluctuate up and down. And CenturyLink stays the same.
So are people, you find people, let's just take the residential homeowner, are they having more problems with their computers because they've upgraded computers and they didn't understand the computer, or is it just computer?
The speed of the internet's usually more than people need anyway. I know a lot of guys, I mean, nobody knows how to type anymore, right? You're going to type the same speed on no matter what internet service you have or whatever fast a computer you get. You're going to type this exact same speed, and your brain is the same speed as it was before. Usually when a computer's slow, it's a hard drive, like you got an old computer more than 5 years old, your hard drive's probably going bad, or you got a virus, or you got something corrupted. We had a guy in the shop just an hour ago, and there's something screwy with his computer. It's not his internet, it's not his hard drive. One of his programs on there is constantly trying to start and failing. So that's what's slowing his computer down every single second. So we got to fix that to make his speed go faster.
Gotcha. Scott Hinkey's our guest, On-Site Consulting. On-Site Denver, that's onsitedenver.com. Their number is 720-482-8383. All right. I want to address this one issue today because you sell and you come on here. We talk about PCs for seniors. So you go out and get some great buys on some pre-owned computers, laptops, all this stuff. So sometimes, and I was just taping an interview with one of our car gentlemen here, and we were talking about pre-owned cars, and I was like, man, you got to be careful. You got to get them checked out before you buy them, all this stuff. But give some advice for people that may be looking for a pre-owned computer of where's a good place to buy them. Of course, On-Site Consulting is your best, but why?
Well, it is similar to a car. We talk about this a lot. You know, some people may go buy a new car every 3 years, okay? I don't have that much money. I'm not going to buy a new car every 3 years. I could buy a used car. Someday I'll have enough money to buy a used car every 3 years. But, because the value of the car goes down greatly once you drive it off the lot, right? Now it's not a brand new car. It's a one-year-old car. And I'm more than happy to buy a one-year-old car. And the same thing with computers. You know, like I said, you don't necessarily need the speed. You know, if you're a gaming person or you do architecture or Photoshop, you would really need the speed. But besides those three, most people type the same speed. Most people open a document at the same speed. So the speed isn't really that big of a deal. We get a lot of our computers from auctions. Like, governments rotate their computers, at least they previously did, every 3 years. They just get rid of all their computers and buy new ones, which I think is crazy. You could just upgrade those computers and put in a high-speed drive and tweak it out a little bit to make it faster for a lot less. So we buy these computers from an auction. We put in a brand new high-speed drive. So we're not a used drive. Nobody's data is on there. But it's a solid-state drive, which is 6 to 8 times faster than the drive that came with the computer in the first place. And then we put a warranty on it. There are some places in town that have a one-week warranty. Now, I think that's crazy. If you bought a car, hey, here's $15,000 for this car. We'll give you 1 week to figure it out.
Right.
And then we'll refund your money within a week. So there are places in town that have a one-week warranty, and I don't think that's anywhere close to knowing if that computer is going to work for you or not. So if you are looking for someplace, whether it's us or somebody else, make sure there is some type of warranty, any good warranty that would satisfy you. I was recently interviewed by somebody from a national newspaper, and she mentioned, where do you go? I said, well, don't go to eBay, because eBay is a place that people sell used stuff, but there's virtually zero warranty on there. Okay, you can come back and complain to eBay a little bit and maybe get some money back, but it's a long process. You got to buy it from someplace that you can walk into and say, look, this doesn't work. I want my money back. I want you to fix it or whatever, either a storefront or even large places like Best Buy. You know, that's a storefront. You can walk in there and say, I just bought this computer from you and I want my money back, whatever. But most places are a 30-day warranty with used computers.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that's enough. So that's why we put an extended one-year warranty on there for free.
Yeah. All right. It's On-Site Consulting, 720-482-8383. Now, let's just look at general maintenance people should do on computers. So, you know, let's say they've had their computer for a while, and we say, hey, have you had the oil change, so to speak? going back to the car.
Yeah.
What's kind of associating like that to an oil change to a car? What do they need to do to bring in their computer to get it serviced?
Okay. On the big picture, is every 5 to 7 years, you need to replace your hard drive. Okay, that's the thing everybody must do, that they fail, and that's about when they fail. You got a 50% chance after 5 years that it's still going to work one more year, and that's not something I want to deal with. If I'm on my computer all the time, I don't have a 50% chance it's going to start today. So you want to start replacing it right about 5 to 7 years. But maintenance-wise, things that you could do yourself is make sure all your updates are done. And that gets a little confusing because things are popping up all the time and you're not sure which ones to do. The ones that you know coming from the manufacturer, so Apple or Windows or Microsoft, or your phone too. You know, your phone will have these updates come up. I usually avoid the update for about a week if I can. You put, you know, don't install the iPhone update, don't do this, for about a week to make sure all the bugs get worked out of that update, and then I go ahead and install it. The warning is that Windows 11 is mysteriously getting put on people's computers without you even asking. If you have a new computer, maybe 1 or 2 years old, it will spontaneously upgrade you to Windows 11. You restart it, all of a sudden you have Windows 11. Your icons are in different places. It's hard to find the shutdown button. They hid the button again. Some of your programs may not even work. Yeah, they don't ask you. Microsoft has been pushing it since February 1st, and all of a sudden you're going to restart it and have this. We have a patch we'll put on people's computers for free if you bring it to us. We're not coming to your house, but you bring it to us, we'll put it on for free, and it's a little patch that keeps Windows 11 from spontaneously going on your computer. But that's the basic thing, is getting all your updates done. But not just there. In Chrome, Adobe, and Microsoft Office, those all have updates too. And the reason you do updates is for security. Somebody in another country has found some way to hack into your Excel document while it's open on Thursdays. You know, something kind of obscure, but they patch it.
Sure.
And that's why you want to get all those updates done. Another thing is you got to make sure you're backed up. 50% of the people aren't backed up.
I was going to ask you.
It's really high percentage.
People walk in and you say, have you backed up your computer? Do you get that deer in the headlight look sometimes?
Yeah, they have no. They know they've heard that word before, backup, backup. And I know I'm supposed to do it, but I have no idea what I'm supposed to do. So they just ignore it, you know. But we have about a person a week lose everything that they've ever had. They can't get in their computer, or Windows has crashed, or their hard drive's crashed or something. We have to help them try to recover. And that's really stressful. Like, I help Scott's wife, and if she had her computer crash, she would be freaked out, and she probably wouldn't sleep, right?
All of our lives, yours, mine,
we would all be, yeah, we'll all go downhill if a computer crashes. So we do as much as we can to make sure that people are backed up as thoroughly as they can, but that's something you need to do. Everybody listening needs to make sure they're backed up. And there's two kind of people in the world, people that have lost data, and they're going to lose data. And once you've lost data, you realize how important backup is. We had a lady who runs a business off a computer last week, and she didn't know whether she had backed up or not because she just didn't remember. But she had been backing up, and if it wasn't for her plugging in that external drive and doing that backup every night, she would have lost everything on her computer because she didn't listen. She wasn't doing it intentionally. She was accidentally backing up her computer. So that's something else. But one thing I would do is have a computer person come over to your house once in a while. Okay, you buy them dinner. Buy them a pizza, okay? Take them out to coffee and say, hey, would you just look at my computer, make sure everything's okay? And they will come out and help you out. I wouldn't trust anybody less than 20, okay? Just to let you know, everybody less than 20 thinks that they know what they're doing.
Right.
And they don't. I had somebody just today that took off the person's antivirus program and anti-spyware program, Malwarebytes and ESET, which is what we suggest, because they thought it was slowing down the computer. And I said, well, now you have no protection. But they were getting this advice from this person who claims to be a computer person. Taking off your antivirus program is not the solution.
Sure.
That's like saying, hey, let me take the deadbolt off of my front door because it takes me so long to get in my front door. It doesn't make any sense, right? So you got to have somebody who has some experience with computers. Just come sit at your computer and take a look at it once in a while to see what's going on.
Scott Hinke is our guest. It is On-Site Consulting, onsitedenver.com. That's O-N-S-I-T-E, denver.com. And their number, 720-482-8383. We're going to take a quick break. More with Scott Hinke after this.
The physical injuries, emotional damage, and economic damages of your case should be accounted for, and sometimes that means going to trial. Kevin Flesh of Flesh & Beck Law is willing to go to court for your personal injury case at no additional cost. Other personal injury attorneys will expect extra money when they take your case to trial. In some cases, they won't do the extra work at all. You deserve an attorney who will get you adequate compensation. He will do his best to get you the fair value of your case and will even take it to trial if necessary. Kevin Flesh with Flesh & Beck Law works on a contingency rather than a retainer. That means they get paid once you get the money and take the same percentage whether you take the money or not. Kevin Flesh wants more for you. Set up a free consultation with personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh to get the legal guidance you deserve. Call 303-806-8886. That's 303-806-8886.
Now's the time to get your vehicle into our friends at D&D Tire and take advantage of the Winter Car Care Package for only $44.95. You'll receive a lube, oil change, and filter. They'll top off all your fluids. Also included is a full visual inspection of your vehicle. And at D&D Tire, they care about your safety, so they'll rotate your tires and check your tread depth. They'll also inspect all the belts and hoses, again, for only $44.95. It's the Winter Car Care Package at D&D Tire. Three locations to serve you, two in Aurora and one in Parker. D&D Tire is family-owned and operated, and they'll take care of your car like you're a member of the family. DndTireService.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. We are glad you are with us. Our guest today, Scott Hinkey. Scott is normally with us on Fridays, but hey, I texted him this morning and said, hey, let's start off the week with you this week. It is On-Site Consulting, onsitedenver.com. Once again, their number is 720-482-8383. All right, Scott, you know, a few weeks back when we were on, we were talking about the ransom. Some of these scammers were charging businesses. Are you still seeing that happen?
Yeah, we see it. We don't see it as much with residential like we used to. And that means 5 or 6 years ago. This wasn't even around until 5 or 6 years ago.
Okay.
You'd open a virus. It infects your computer and everybody on your network. Okay. So if it's just you in your house, it's just your computer. But if it's in a network and there's 100 computers, it detects how many computers are in your network. And then it comes up with a ransom to unlock all those computers. And it encrypts all your files. That means you can't open them without a password. Every single file, even your Outlook and your QuickBooks, plus every document and picture you've ever taken has a password on it. And back then it was indiscriminately just infecting anybody. You know, homeowners would be $300 to $500. Businesses would be a couple $1,000. But they've gotten wise. I haven't seen it on a residential computer in a long time,
okay.
Maybe about 3 years. But on businesses, they still hit businesses. And they people with servers, it's hard to do the whole technical thing. But if you have a company with a server, then it tends to be a target and people can hack into there. And they know that you've got money. If you got $3,000 for a server, you probably have $30,000 to pay a ransom. So it infects the computers and you don't know it until the next day. And then it pops something up on the screen. So while it's encrypting, everybody's going to say, gee, our computers are really slow. Oh, yeah, mine's too. Everybody's so slow. And they complain and stuff like that. And the next day, they see this ransom sign on everybody's computer, which you have to pay in Bitcoin. And that's confusing, too, because sometimes that's a scam in itself. Like, have you ever bought a Bitcoin? I've never bought a Bitcoin. And a couple years ago, we had to find a legitimate place to buy a Bitcoin. Because you could buy stuff online, and guess what? Those are scams. You pay $2,000 and you get nothing. So we had to find a place in Denver. This was several years ago. Had to go downtown Denver. We had the customer go to downtown Denver, pay him $2,000 in Bitcoin, got some secret number, and paid the ransom. Because this guy, many people, don't have a backup. And if he had a backup, we could have gone to that, got all your stuff back. Right? But
And these scams, they are legit in that way. You pay it.
They unlock
it. It's back on.
It's kind of like they want a good reputation. So when you pay it, you're sure you're going to get your stuff back. So they always unlock it and you get your stuff back. So, but a lot of places that have to do this are hospitals. Can you imagine every computer in a hospital getting hit with ransomware? That means every patient record, documents and, you know, forms and stuff like that, they've all got a password on it. So, hey, for $1 million, and I'm not exaggerating, $1 million will unlock your computer. And some of those hospitals, they may not advertise it, but I think they've paid them because they can't afford for every customer record to be gone, every computer to be wiped and started over from scratch. You know, you got people in hospitals. So they pay the ransom. Okay?
Wow.
And the bad guys flip a switch and turn it back on because they want to keep their awesome reputation.
Have you ever known a business that got hit multiple times or is it usually just once?
Yeah. The Colorado Department of Transportation. Hopefully nobody at the Colorado Department of Transportation is listening right now. They got hit twice in 1 year with ransomware. I don't understand how on earth that would happen. Somebody should have been fired the first time.
Yeah, sort of say.
But maybe they didn't fire him. They gave him a second chance, and he did the same. You know, they didn't protect themselves. So somebody in the Colorado Department of Transportation who knows which one person it was. It hits one computer and goes to everybody else. Sometimes if you don't clean it off of every computer in the department, that computer will infect all the ones again. Okay, so if somebody didn't do their job right, and like there was a period in Colorado where nobody can get a driver's license, all the DMVs are closed, and how come it's taking me so long to get my registration? That's because that's what was happening in the background.
Wow.
It's just somebody opening a wrong attachment. And it's really easy. It's not going to pop up and say, we are now installing ransomware. It's going to say, here's the pictures from my vacation. Right? Something you say, oh, I would love to see the pictures from somebody's vacation. I don't know who they are. So you click on it, and you've got the virus. You just think the link didn't work.
It's usually something you click on that starts that process.
Right. They cannot get into your computer without you starting it. Maybe a server they could get into, but on a residential level, don't click on the email that says, like if Scott Watley sent me pictures of his vacation. Okay, one, I don't care about Scott Watley's vacation because I'm not there, right? And why is he sending me pictures? We're not that close. I don't want to see your pictures of the vacation. But so you'd think twice.
Right.
But it can say somebody's name that you know as the one it's coming from.
Sure.
Or it could say Chase Bank. Chase Bank is sending you this document to sign. Okay. And you click it. They don't send you documents like that. You know, what if you ever had that happen? But people click it, and the second you click it, you usually have the sinking feeling in your heart. I've heard of a lot of people.
Right as the finger's going on the mouse to click.
What have I done?
What'd you do?
And one thing we suggest, there's a free program called Malwarebytes. M-A-L, which is Greek for bad. Malwarebytes. B-Y-T-E-S. And it's a free program, and everybody should put it on their computer today. Don't wait until something happens. Because if you get it on there, it can scan the memory and scan your hard drive right away and clean some stuff off. You know, viruses kind of get embedded in your computer after you restart it, and it takes a while. So if you run it immediately, which is usually 5 seconds after you've done something stupid, just run it, erase whatever it finds.
Wow.
And it's free. So do it today, everybody listening.
That's right? Your free tip for the day.
I know.
On-site consulting, onsitedenver.com. Once again, that's onsitedenver.com. Their number, 720-482-8383. Now, what's your usual turnaround time? Someone says, hey, you know, you guys mentioned that kind of tune-up a while ago, me to bring it in, have you look at it. What's usually?
We tell people 1 to 2 days.
Okay.
Okay. And some places in Denver are 1 to 2 weeks, just to give you an idea. So 1 to 2 days is awesome. We get it right to the bench. We start diagnosing things, and we run some scans. And it takes a long time. This is why you don't want this done in your house. We have some people who want things done. I said, we will be there 10 hours, and we're charging you hourly to come sit in your house. You do not want us in your house. So we do scans overnight and stuff like that. But we have a priority service if you want to be put to the front of the line. But I would say 1 or 2 days is you could be without your computer for a few days. Your wife couldn't.
Yeah.
Right? And we actually had, like, we tried to shoot for 2 days with Victoria's computer. We actually had an issue, and it took us 3 days. So she panicked one more day, and it was pretty bad. Both Scotts here sitting in the studio had to deal with that for one more day. But we got her, and everything was wonderful, right? Everything was okay.
Absolutely. Because let's talk about the transferring of
stuff.
Okay. Yeah. So, that's something that you guys.
We are awesome.
Awesome at,
right.
Okay, and everything was immaculately perfect, I will say, for you to do it, and that's exactly the way she wanted it. So kind of talk about, again, going to that experienced place that can do that with confidence.
Right. You go other places, and they will say, yes, we will transfer your stuff for $80 to $100. But stuff means your documents and pictures and photos, and that's it. They will put it on a flash drive or an external drive, move it to the other computer, and copy it. They don't install your programs. Your Outlook, your antivirus program, your backup program, your solitaire games, your Quicken, your QuickBooks, register your QuickBooks for you. It goes on and on. There's about 20 programs per computer, like even Chrome. Chrome doesn't come on computers. You got to download and install that. So we have a process that's phenomenal. We copy all the stuff from one computer to another, and we have different methods. So like with your wife, method one didn't work right. Something was wrong with the original computer. So we had to go to method two. And that took an extra day to get that moved over there. But we have ways that every shortcut's going to be in the right place. His wife has a whole bunch of shortcuts. She doesn't read the word, you know, like underneath the shortcut. You know, she moves her mouse 1 inch up, clicks that button. And she had customized that over the years. And so we had everything set up exactly the way it was before.
Yep.
Even her printers, her Wi-Fi password, and everything. So when you get the new computer, it's like, this is awesome.
It was awesome.
And I'll just guarantee you, I don't know one other person in the state that does this. Mm-hmm. We just won. I didn't mention this to you since the last time I was here. We just won a top IT company in the state of Colorado for 2022. And I can't tell you the company yet because they told me not to say it yet. But we're going to be in some magazines and stuff like that in a couple months, I think. Mm-hmm. The top company. And it's because we know what it's like to be frustrated.
Sure.
We want our icon right there. We don't want to register QuickBooks again. We just want it to push the button and the thing opens up, right? So we've had enough experience. We've done this for 40 years. This is our 40th year of helping people with computers.
Wow.
So we're proud of that, and we're looking forward to helping a lot more people.
As well you should be. Last few minutes here, let's talk about your PCs for Seniors program.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to be a senior.
Okay.
Okay. So
I don't even know what that is. I don't know if it's 60, 65,
or high
70,
school, or high school
whatever.
Seniors.
Yeah, or seniors.
So we actually do help a whole bunch of high school seniors at some Denver public schools get computers as they graduate and things like that. But like I said, we buy these computers at auction. We put a brand new high-speed solid-state drive on there, and we put a one-year warranty. Okay. We sell it for 50% off to more, to like 66% off. I mean, it's just a phenomenal deal for people to get computers. And we have a showroom, so we've got a whole bunch of stuff. We've got a computer in there for $80 with a brand new hard drive in it. It is a slow computer, and I wouldn't say that. I would bump you up to $100. We have a $100 computer in there. Mm-hmm. That's twice as fast as the $80 one, right? So whatever your budget is, we've got desktops, laptops, monitors, and when COVID hit, we were stressed out. All the schools shut down, so all their warehouses shut down, and that's where we did these auctions from. So we were scrambling to get computers for people because everybody was needing computers because now they're working from home, and they need monitors because they only got a little small monitor, and they're sharing with their kids the computer, right? So we had to get them all ramped up, but we were an essential business during COVID. We never shut down, and we were constantly at work. All of our employees stayed working, and we helped a lot of people during that time.
Yeah, absolutely. That website you can go to is PCS4Seniors, PCS4Seniors.com, or onsitedenver.com. That's O-N-S-I-T-E Denver.com, 720-482-8383.
Yeah, and if you do go to PCs for Seniors, we've got a lot of our laptops and desktops on there, but we don't want you to order from the website. It's better to walk in our store, put your hands on the computer, and touch it. Some people think, oh, this is too big, too small, too heavy, too light. So walk on into the store. But that gives you a place of what we got.
All right, and that address, 6446 East Hamden Avenue, right there by the King Supers, right there in Denver off of Hamden and I-25. Well, Scott, our time is gone, bud. We'll look forward to our visit next time.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you. That's Scott Hinke, On-Site Consulting, 720-482-8383. When you stop in, be sure and let him know you heard him here on Haystack Help Radio, and we'd appreciate that. We'll be back with more right after this.
Riding an e-bike will make you feel like a kid again. Just try it. Hi, I'm Randy Kranzi, founder of eBike of Colorado. E-bikes are a fun way to ride around town. Pedal Assist technology flattens the steepest hills. We have 14 major brands to choose from, and our expert staff will find you the perfect bike. Come take a free test ride at eBike of Colorado in downtown Louisville next to the historic grain elevator. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Learn more at ebikeofcolorado.com. Just try it.
Want to keep making your 30-year payment but own in 15 years? Want to be able to access your equity for future needs and not pay for it now? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. We have been showing Coloradans how to own their home in less time without changing their 30-year payment. Home values are at the highest in their history. Take advantage of being able to access your equity for 10, 20, 30 years without making payments now. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Worried about inflation? Everything getting too expensive? Learn how to be able to access your equity without having to refinance and pay closing costs over and over and over. Do it once and you're good for 30 years. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Tired of paying too much interest to own your home? Stop! Learn how to lower your total interest cost, 720-895-0500. Locally owned and operated since 2001, and where it's all about you is not just our motto, it's who we are. NMLS 298-191, regulated by DORA.
Hey, Dan, you know, our jobs are pretty different. I'm a baseball announcer, you're an attorney and a talk show host.
Yeah, but we do have something in common.
Really? What's that?
Our favorite car dealer, Len Lyle Chevrolet.
Yeah, definitely not your typical dealership.
That's so true, Jack. No high-pressure sales tactics. They respect your time. And when you have two jobs, that's important.
You know, I'd recommend Len Lyle Chevrolet to anyone. And with their low overhead, that means
lower prices. Yeah, we really do have something in common.
Len Lyle Chevrolet. Go east and pay the least. Chevy, find new roads.
This is 560 KLZ, your home station.
Welcome to Your Health Matters, sponsored by Integrated Health Systems. Traditional medicine has left you frustrated. You've seen doctor after doctor searching for answers, only to feel more confused than ever. Chiropractic neurologist Dr. Shane Stedman, along with his team at Integrated Health Systems, does the detective work you need to identify causes, not just treat your symptoms. Using a team approach to combine functional medicine with neurology, Integrated Health Systems spends the necessary time with each client to find out what's really going on. Thanks to Dr. Stedman and his team, many clients who struggle with debilitating health issues have finally found relief. Now, Haystack Help Radio proudly presents Your Health Matters.
And we'd like to welcome you to Your Health Matters. My name is Scott Whatley, as mentioned, and thank you so much for being with us today. It's always good to have Dr. Shane Stedman with us on our show. Dr. Stedman, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How was Easter?
I'm doing well, man. We thank you for being with us. Hope you guys had a nice Easter weekend.
Yeah, it was actually decent weather, but it was windy. So getting closer to springtime, what it should be.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I am, to be quite transparent, out of town in Dallas, but just thank you so much for being with us. All right. We touched on Autism Awareness Month here in April. So wanted to kind of go back through a few things that we mentioned there. And we talked about the different types of autism and different things like that. But wanted to kind of get into a little bit today of just, you know, what causes, do we really know the cause of autism?
You know, I think that's one thing that everybody's still trying to identify is what is the cause. And that makes sense because we all want to know, like, what the heck happened? You know, and
right.
And it's coming down to like kind of multiple theories is probably what I would give the listeners is that we're kind of looking at multiple theories. One is there's kind of a theory of like how did pregnancy go? You know, how did the mom do during pregnancy? What was her diet? What was her health? What was her hormone levels? There's some really interesting, you know, some interesting thoughts and literature that's been coming out on.
Right.
You know, like looking at like testosterone levels, for instance, in utero, like, you know, is mom like really heavy testosterone, you know, and how does that impact brain function or how does inflammation impact brain function or autoimmune conditions or all these different things? It's really kind of fascinating. So I would say that's one theory that's out there that a lot of people start saying, okay, what does this mean? And really like, what is the mom's health? Right. So second one is, you know, kind of looking at, you know, like brain development, you know, so kind of looking at what they call like a functional disconnect. There's some interesting information that's coming out of like Israel on call like a functional disconnect or, you know, saying how does the right brain and the left brain talk to each other and how well are they doing this? And what they found is in a lot of kids with autism that the left brain seems to be talking way more than the right brain. And so when that left brain talks really, really loud, you start to see some of these kiddos that are super intelligent, but their social skills are struggling, or they can't read people very well, or they can't read the social circumstances very well, but they're super, super intelligent. And so that kind of like
right.
gives leeway to that left brain is just really just clicking at a really fast pace. And you kind of don't see a lot of the autism symptoms start to manifest until about between ages 3 and 5, because if the left brain is kind of growing and talking too loud in development, around 3 is when that left brain really starts to talk loud because that's when it's supposed to start developing. So if you already have something that's working harder and faster than it should, and then around age three, it just takes off like 200 miles an hour, all of a sudden you go, whoa, look at that imbalance. And they're starting to look right. At the right brain to left brain.
Wow.
I'll probably give you four total. So third theory is definitely looking at like autoimmune conditions. So there is definitely one big theory that, you know, looking at the autism could be along the neuro autoimmune spectrum. You know, say, is your immune system kind of creating an imbalance in the brain that can impact, you know, autism? And then the fourth is kind of looking at like environmental, like insults, meaning, you know, you look at things like food colorings or chemicals or dyes, you know, things like that. And that's kind of one that's always been around for a little bit, that's a little bit controversial, saying like, you know, do vaccines play a role? Do chemicals play a role? The things that we eat play a role? You know, those are, I would say, probably the four big things that really get spoken about the most out there.
Sure. Again, Dr. Shane Steadman is our guest, and you're listening to Your Health Matters. So where do you normally get involved with in the stage of this? Or sometime you're dealing with children, middle-aged adults, older adults. Where have folks brought this to you with their loved ones?
You know, most of the time, it seems like we get kids that are mostly like in like middle school, getting close to high school. Because I think what we see very often is that, you know, parents will say, well, we, you know, we tried this medication, we tried this medication, this therapist, that therapist, equine therapy, PT, OT, speech, you know, you name it. And so sometimes we kind of become like another thing to try is kind of how our office kind of becomes, is because I think people, you know, say, okay, I'm going to go down this path and like, well, it's kind of helping, but you know, now my kid's on three medications, you know, and I think it's helping, but it still seems like they're struggling. What else can we do? And that's kind of where my world comes in, is that what else can we do? And and that seems like by the time they kind of get into like that elementary, middle school, when the teachers are getting frustrated, the teachers are fed up, the counselor has been called several times, you know, the kid has had to go home from school several times, and then now you see the parents that are at their wit's end. And they're like, what else? Right. What else? What else is out there? It has to be something more than what we're doing, because what we're doing doesn't seem to be working. And they get really flustered, and then they find us.
Sure. So how hard is it for a parent, you know, to even recognize this? I mean, at what age can a parent even recognize this, say, in a newborn?
It's really hard to recognize it when kids are in that newborn stage, you know, because there's so much development that's going on, and it's so fast. But I mean, you talk to any parents, especially moms, you give moms a ton of credit. And moms sometimes are very intuitive, you know, and they're like, something just seems a little bit off, you know? And so you always kind of wonder, but usually it's right around the age of three is that if there's kind of something funky, they tend to, kind of the term that I hear all the time is they tend to, quote unquote, grow into it, if that makes sense. Like, and that's usually around the age of three. So that's kind of when you start to notice that, you know, maybe they're struggling with their peers, like as far as like socializing, you know, socializing with adults, socializing with other kids, if they tend to be withdrawn. Sometimes that analytical piece kind of comes into play where they're like, they're super smart, but they're lining up all their toys perfectly in a row, color coordinated by shape, size, you know, like, you're just like, whoa, how did you do all that? And you're like, that's a little too intelligent for that age, maybe, you know? So it's all those little things that parents go, something seems kind of not quite right, and I can't put my finger on it. And that's about, I would say, about the age of three.
Wow. So as you start working with someone, do you watch for things that come kind of natural for them and then figure out, do you need to correct some of those things? Or I guess I'm asking for, you know, what are some of the things that you work with to figure out, you know, their weaknesses and their strengths?
You know, a lot of, so it's our kind of, whole process is twofold, and I think this is where kind of our specialty comes into play of looking at functional medicine and functional neurology and bringing the two together. But in the functional medicine, well, we'll start in the functional neurology world, you know, we take that time to say, okay, let's look at the neurological like evaluation piece. And we do look at that whole right brain, left brain communication, because a lot of times these kiddos have a very strong overactive left part of their brain. But we also see that a lot of these kiddos have an underactive part of their frontal lobe. And so we talked how the frontal lobe kind of gives you, it helps you so that you're not impulsive, you're not interrupting, you're not doing things that are out of turn, you're not hitting others. You know, there's a sense of your frontal lobe tells you that's not really a great thing to do. Now, we see more in boys and girls because boys, their frontal lobes tend to develop much slower than girls do. So to me, it always made sense that we tend to see more of the autism, ADD, ADHD in boys than we do in girls. So we look and we do the full neuro exam and we say, okay, well, how's this brain developing? Do they still have some of these primitive reflexes that should have gone away? So is there still some things floating around? And where are these deficits? And so once we identify that, now we can start putting together a treatment plan that's more on the neurological side to say, all right, we need to improve the frontal lobe, and here's the exercises to do it. We need to improve the right cortex and get it faster, so to speak. What are the exercises to do that? Or they have primitive reflexes. We need those to go away. So what do we need to do? What are the exercises to do that? So we start putting these exercises together. And then we kind of combine that with the functional medicine side of saying, okay, let's look at like how they're eating. So kind of the running joke out there is that, you know, most of those kiddos, they tend to have mac and cheese and chicken nuggets. You know, so you're like, okay, if they're on the mac and cheese, chicken nugget diet, you know, what do we do to introduce other foods? But that's sometimes a struggle because there might be texture issues or sensory issues. You know, so then we start looking at like, okay, what are they eating? How are they eating? Can we get them off of dyes? Can we get them off of sugars? Can we clean up their lifestyle? So we start looking at the functional medicine, and that's how we bring those two worlds together. Say, can we make a change in the brain? And are there other things that are going to be a roadblock that we need to like start knocking those things down so that we can get people functioning better? And that's kind of how our whole approach is to this. And, you know, there's cases, and I don't want anybody to ever sit there and go, oh my gosh, they're going to like cure. Oh, that'd be super awesome. There's some kids that has been super miraculous, and there's been other kids that I've seen with severe autism that my role with the family was to improve function the best I could, but knowing that this was something that I was not going to necessarily fix, but maybe some little pieces that we can improve along the way.
Right. You're listening to Your Health Matters. Dr. Shane Steadman is our guest, brought to you by Integrated Health Systems. Their number is 303-781-5617. Tell you what, let's take a quick break, Dr. Steadman. Hang with us through this break, and we'll be back with more with Dr. Shane Steadman right after this.
Now's the time to save at the Outdoorsman's Attic. Here are just a few of the discounts you will find. All fishing gear and sleeping bags, 30% off. All Sitka gear and packs, 25% off. Gun accessories, decoys, archery, selected optics, all 20% off. And if you've got some camping, hunting, fishing gear you want to turn into cash, take it to the Outdoorsman's Attic. Shop now, save now at the Outdoorsman's Attic, 2650 West Hamden in Sheridan. Family owned and operated. Great gear, great service, all at the Outdoorsman's Attic.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Health Radio and Your Health Matters. Dr. Shane Steadman is with us, Integrated Health Systems. We're talking about autism. April is National Awareness Month here for autism. And Dr. Steadman is helping us out with a lot of great information here. Now, Dr. Steadman, a couple weeks ago when you and I first talked about this, we talked about some different types. So
want to kind of focus on one maybe type today, and if we have time for two, but one was Asperger syndrome. Kind of take a minute and kind of let us know what that deals with.
Yeah, so Asperger's, you know, so we're definitely talking about things that are along the spectrum. You know, some people say that Asperger's is kind of more of like a higher functioning kind of autism. There's kind of some different interesting theories on that. But, you know, with Asperger's, actually had a step-brother-in-law that actually had Asperger's syndrome. And, you know, so they have, so to me, you kind of take that discrepancy between that right and left brain, and I'll try to make it really simple, and you kind of take that a little bit further down the spectrum. So a lot of times they have more things like really poor social interactions, or they can be super obsessive over things, or very, very analytical. I remember my stepbrother-in-law, so my wife and I have been married for a long time, but we're high school sweethearts, so I actually knew her family, you know, since I was a freshman in high school. And so I remember when he was younger, you know, he watched Apollo 13, you know, and that movie came out. And then afterwards, he replicated a whole entire, like, spaceship. And we're like, whoa, that was impressive. You know, how'd you do all that? You know, but he just got super obsessive over it and just, like, watched the movie and then built it. And I was like, that's what you kind of saw. But he was, you know, his social interactions were just not so great. And you know, definitely he even struggled kind of in life with that. Actually tried to go to the military, you know, and definitely struggled, you know, with like understanding orders or taking directions or those social cues, you know, some of those little pieces, he definitely struggled, but it was great that he, you know, tried to go in that direction. But a lot of times you hear some people say like, it's like a high functioning autism. Yeah, you know, that kind of makes more sense. So, you know, for us, I was like, oh, that makes sense. He was able to go to the military. I mean, he did work, you know, so he had jobs, but it was hard to have like that career piece, you know, so because he struggled again with like the social interactions and all those cues and understanding another person's facial expressions, you know, so you can't, there's a lot of things that we can joke about, like, you know, geez, I could just punch that person in the face. You know, some kiddos like that go, why would you punch them? That doesn't make any sense. But they couldn't read the facial expressions. They'd be like, oh, you're just kidding. You know, so you had to be really careful on how you like interacted, you know, with kids that have Asperger's. But that's probably the most simple way I think I can explain it to people who don't, is a lot of times they say it's like autism, but a higher functioning level of it. I think, yeah, it's an interesting one. It's always an interesting question to get me off the bat. I was like, Asperger's. Haven't talked about that in a long time.
Wow. All right. So are we looking at how long would someone possibly see someone like yourself? I mean, is this something like where it's a, you know, couple of times a week visit to work on different things, once a week, a few times a month? How do you figure out all that in your mind after the diagnosis?
You know, I think this is, you know, the saying that it takes a village to raise a child. I think in these cases, I think it takes a lot of us. You know, I don't think these are cases that you just say, hey, here's my magic wand and here's my cool protocol and, you know, everything's going to be better. I think with a lot of kiddos, you know, I end up talking to the PT and the OT and the speech. And, you know, I've had Zoom calls with all of us and just saying, okay, you know, here's what I found from my standpoint. You know, here's the different neurological pieces that I'm working on. Here's the functional medicine pieces I'm working on, or here's the diet, you know, and then, you know, then the physical therapist says, okay, well, I can take some of those brain exercises and actually I can incorporate them into stuff that I'm working on. And I'm like, this is great. And the OT might say, all right, so we're going to try to get them to like work in their world and their environment to be able to function in school and function inside the family unit and, you know, to pick up the room or, you know, the cool things that OTs do. And then the speech therapist will kind of give me those 2 cents. And I say all that because I honestly think when we get into like autism and Asperger's and things like that, you know, I definitely don't have all the tools. And I don't think any of us do, but I think some of all of us working together, I think is where success can lie. Because when you talk to a lot of the physical therapists, I think they're so creative. They're so willing to help. But I think the limited knowledge on like neurology sometimes becomes a barrier. So then I say, okay, here's how it works. Here's what I'm trying to do. And here's the goal. And they go, I can take and run with that. And I'm like, you are awesome, you know, and I love working with PTs like that. And so I think when we all are kind of on the same page, then now every time we're interacting, you know, we're all taking a chunk out of this and we're trying to push and move the needle in the right direction as a unit. And I think that's kind of my approach, that I don't think it's like a twice a week thing or 6 months you're done. I think you try to make some really fast changes to show that we're making improvements and then say, okay, what's the long-term look like?
Right. Because it looks like this, I mean, it kind of sounds like, I mean, if you have a pie and you cut it in different pieces, there's maybe the behavioral piece, there may be the diet piece of what they eat and all, then it may be the, you know, the activity stages you want to work with. I think, you know, we've always, some of us that maybe have known some folks where their family goes through this, you've seen kind of the child meltdown, so to speak, or the person have a meltdown. So there's a lot to work with here and there.
There's a lot to work on. And I think what makes it harder for some people is as you get older, you know, like, especially, I think I was bringing this up, like, maybe the past 4 years I had kids that were in their 20s. And you know, you're talking 6'2", you know, 200 pounds, you know. And so when you have a 6 foot, 200 pound man that's, you know, having a meltdown, those are scary, you know, because like, how are you going to manage that? And so I think, you know, when we get into those pieces, like, what do we do now? And trying to find those tools and techniques, you know, to work on those pieces. You know, I think one of them, I think I was telling a story, you know, one of my favorite kiddos back in the day, he was one of those big kids. And I remember he would see green bugs and almost like a hallucination kind of thing. And he would like scream, green bugs. And he would run out of the house and down the street. And, you know, that's super scary because what are you going to do? You know, but I think one of the good things is we're working is, I remember mom was like, yeah, he's not seeing green bugs anymore. I was like, okay, good. We can check that off our box, you know, because that's a safety issue. If I can somehow get that part of the brain working so he doesn't see green bugs and run out the front door, you know, at 2 o'clock in the morning, then that's a good success. So, you know, sometimes, like you said, we all have a piece of this puzzle and piece of the pie that we have to, you know, bring together.
Absolutely. Again, Dr. Shane Steadman is our guest. It's Integrated Health Systems. Their number, 303-781-5617. Now, another part of this that I was reading upon, it said that up to 70% of people with autism spectrum disorder also have some form of gastrointestinal condition. Have you found that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a fascinating that you actually found that. Some of the first signs of when you're dealing with kids, and I think we talked about this in adults, so I'll bring that up. But some of the first signs that you have kind of an issue going on with kiddos is usually constipation. So, you know, a lot of times we'll kind of ask, like, what's their bowel movement frequency? You know, and you'll hear this, like, oh, yeah, he goes to the bathroom, like, once every 5 days. And you're like, ooh, that's not good. You know, it should be, like, 1 to 3.
Right.
And so when you're dealing with some of these more frontal lobe issues, you tend to see that lack of that brain-gut axis. And I mean, that's sometimes the earliest sign that something is kind of not right is when you start seeing GI issues and constipation. And I know we talked about this when it comes to, like, you know, dementias and Parkinson's, is that some of the earliest signs is constipation in adults. So it's really interesting to look at how brain function greatly affects GI issues. So for you to bring that up, I'm like, oh, yep, of course, because we see that all the time, even with like brain injuries and stuff that we talked about on the show before. It's like your earliest signs are, you know, sometimes GI issues and constipation, hypothyroidism, constipation.
Right.
You know, when things go haywire, constipation is usually an early sign that something's wrong.
Sure. And it also said, and don't know if you've seen this, but it said also they may have many food intolerances that may even include gluten.
Yep. There's a lot on that. I've seen a lot of that clinically. I don't know if I told the story once before, but so I remember I had a,
had a patient that brought her daughter in. Her daughter had a lot of anxiety, just some like weird sensory neuro stuff. And I remember during one of the visits, she said, "You know, I got to bring my son in to see you. You know, he has ADD, ADHD." And I was like, "All right." I was like, "Yeah, that'd be awesome. I'd love to see your kiddo." And I was like, just be prepared that I'm going to probably take him off wheat, dairy, and red, blue dyes. I was like, just prepared on that. If you just want to start working on that, that's great. But just know that you're going to be going down that road, because I think kids like that, sometimes it gets really tough because, again, mac and cheese, chicken nuggets, there's your wheat and dairy. You know, usually there's some kind of like blue sucker or Skittles or, you know, something that's got dyes in them. So I'm like, hey, like, just whatever. So work on the daughter. She's doing well. I kind of forgot all about it. And then she brought her daughter in for a checkup, and she goes, "Oh, I didn't mean to tell you." She goes, "I was going to bring my son in, but I decided, but I don't need to anymore." I was like, "Okay, why?" You know, she's like, "Well, I took out wheat, dairy, and dyes." And she goes, "He's a totally different kid. We don't have any problems anymore." She's like, "So thanks." I was like, "Okay, well, that was really easy. I didn't do anything." You know, so yeah, I think when you look at gluten and some of these food allergies, they can be super impactful on kids in ways that we don't even realize.
Right. Again, Dr. Shane Steadman is our guest. It's Integrated Health Systems. And while we talk about different conditions sometimes every week, sometimes we do focus on some of these awareness months or national awareness months. And this month it is for autism. So, hey, if maybe you feel like you've hit a brick wall with your child or loved one, give Dr. Steadman and his office a call, 303-781-5617. Dr. Steadman's been kind enough to give our listeners a free initial consultation. And, hey, maybe there's some help with Dr. Steadman and his team, and they will be glad to help you for sure. All right, last minute here, Dr. Steadman. But, wow, when you think of just the support to these, you know, families need, and as you well know, and your foundation and all that you guys work with, boy, that's something everybody, I mean, if you've got a friend or loved one going through these type things with children or older adults, even, man, everybody needs support, don't they?
Everybody needs support, you know, and I think a lot of people, if they don't understand, they get nervous, and I get it, right? If you don't quite understand what to do, then you just don't do anything. And, you know, or you don't want to look foolish. But I can tell you a lot of families that are dealing with this or any other kind of special needs, the smallest thing goes a long ways. So when people think, "I don't know what to do," you know, there's a lot that can be done in very small ways. And so I think just to be creative, or even just to check in and say, you know, can I, you know, do you guys need anything, or, you know, can I help? Or even just like sometimes a meal is super, super easy. I mean, even a DoorDash sure. gift card is really easy. But I say all to have awareness and to know that families in those little units behind closed doors is sometimes can be really difficult when you're dealing with autism. So I think just to keep an open mind, open heart, and just know that little things go a long ways. You don't have to be a superhero. And I think they become really appreciative.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Steadman, hey, we appreciate you, Dr. Maynard's time each week here for Your Health Matters. We appreciate it, and we'll be in touch next week.
All right, Scott, enjoy your spring week.
All right, you as well. So that's Dr. Shane Steadman, Integrated Health Systems, 303-781-5617. Thank you so much for being with us today. Hope you have a great rest of your day.
Call Integrated Health Systems now for a free consultation. 303-781-5617. That's 303-781-5617. To book your consultation online, visit integratedhealthdenver.com. Thank you for listening to Your Health Matters. Be sure to join Dr. Shane Steadman live every Monday at 12:30 p.m. on KLZ 560.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.